Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
You will not beat Brock Lesnar for that title at WrestleMania. Even more so, Roman Reigns, I promise you this. Brock Lesnar will not lose the title to you at WrestleMania. And just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean the whole world's not against us. I know what goes on behind the scenes. So if the authority has it in their head to somehow get that title away from Brock Lesnar and place it on Roman Reigns so Seth Rollins can cash in money in the bank on Roman Reigns because he ain't man enough to cash it in on Brock Lesnar, and that's what they're thinking because Seth Rollins will be cheaper as champion than Brock Lesnar. Let me spell this one out for you. If anybody has it in their heads to pull a Montreal screw job on Brock Lesnar for the title at WrestleMania, my client assures me any single person involved in a Montreal scenario will not leave that stadium alive. You see, while Roman Reigns is coming into WrestleMania with the mindset that he wants to stay a member of his family, even if he has to bite Brock Lesnar's face off, Brock Lesnar can get his face stitched up. But the beating, the sheer beating that Brock Lesnar is going to give Roman Reigns at WrestleMania is going to make every single one of you respect Roman Reigns. Because when they're wheeling Roman Reigns down the street after the beating that he takes from Brock Lesnar, each and every one of you is going to say, yo, that's one badass Samoan. He took an ass kicking like nobody else I've ever seen. When Roman Reigns is doing... I really like the most about this. I like how Oz behind the curtain or in the production truck likes to shut off my microphone instead of coming down to the ring and taking it out of my hand. Instead of someone in a position of authority around here comes down to the ring and takes that title away from Brock Lesnar. And if you would like to take the title away from Brock Lesnar, go ahead, grab a leg, take your best shot. Because if Brock Lesnar wants to spend his summer unifying the WWE and the UFC title, that's what he's going to do.
Thank you.
censor this one. If Brock Lesnar decides to go to Las Vegas and smack around Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao... By the way, do you realize that if you combine Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao together, they're still 10 pounds shy of you? That's what Brock Lesnar's going to do. Here's a message for everyone that keeps on shutting off my damn microphone. This title no longer belongs to WWE. This title belongs to Brock Lesnar. It's his. And he's not giving it back. In 2002, they took a rookie and they put him in the ring with The Rock because they thought The Rock would make headlines beating a former NCAA Division I heavyweight champion. And that rookie sent Dwayne Johnson off to Hollywood. In 2014, they took this accomplished athlete, the first man to hold the NCAA Division I heavyweight championship, the UFC title, or the WWE title, and they fed him to the unbeatable Undertaker at WrestleMania, thinking he'd be the 0-22-0. And he didn't just kill the streak. He damn near killed the Undertaker to where now Bray Wyatt has to resurrect him. At SummerSlam, one beast suplexed John Cena out of the main event in WrestleMania. So here's my question, ladies and gentlemen, because it's all the same answer. Who did that to The Rock? Who did that to The Undertaker? Who did that to John Cena? And what the hell do you think he's going to do to Roman Reigns at WrestleMania? The answer to these questions is this. Brock Lesnar. 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 The reigning, defending, undisputed WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World, the Beast, the Conqueror, and the one that's going to leave Roman Reigns flat on his back at WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar.
And the reason we opened with that, because there was no chance in hell I could repeat that. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And holy crap, Lindsay. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. That was a promo.
That gave me goosebumps. And that wasn't even the whole promo.
That was like 5 minutes of the promo, yeah.
Yeah. The whole promo in and of itself was just amazing. Shots were taken left and right.
The cheapest.
The cheapest of the cheapest shots. Basically, it was a giant middle finger from Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar to anybody that was questioning Brock.
I love the line unifying the titles.
Yeah. Where it's basically, you know, it's Brock's title. Come take it. Mm-hmm. If you think you can.
Part of me was like, is Vince going to be stupid enough to walk out from behind that curtain? I thought for a second we might see Vince.
Right?
For half a second.
For half a second. I thought they were just going to cut him off, honestly. But, yeah, this was a great, great promo. A lot of realism in there. With storytelling thrown in. So well done to Mr. Heyman. He is clearly worth his weight in gold.
Pretty much. He is single-handedly selling the WrestleMania main event. Easy. Cause, you know, Roman's not doing it. It's Paul Heyman. This is Paul Heyman's WrestleMania main event. Good or bad, it's going to be that way.
Heyman's gonna do his best to sell the hell out of it, cause that's what he does.
And he's using real life to do it. Which is tremendous.
Yes.
So the other big story coming out of Monday Night Raw was a lot of teams want the tag team titles. Yay, Matadors won the belts, Usos won the belts, New Day wants the belts, New Day beat the tag champs, Matadors beat the Usos. Congratulations. Let's see. we had, you know, Randy Orton roasted the Authority in the opening segment, which was good. It was funny. It was entertaining because he was welcome back and it was all happy crowd. And then the end happened of Running at Raw, because we're quickly going through that because there's another thing we got to play for you all.
Mm-hmm.
Was Randy Orton refused the tag, gave Seth Rollins the middle finger, sort of, camera pan down, so you couldn't see it really, and then kicked the ever-living crap out of Seth Rollins for about a good 10 minutes, chair shots in the crowd, DDT off the barricade, and the RKO through the table. Really well done.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we all saw the turn coming with Randy. It's only a matter of time before it happened. They saved it for this week. I felt really kind of bad because I don't think anybody really cared about what happened there at the end, given what we're about to talk about, but it was a nice job. Great RKO on the table. They did a really nice beat down. You know, well done to both of them.
Little too long.
But yeah, well done to both of them.
But that's Randy Orton's style. And he even mentioned in the opening promo how, like, sort of everyone knows it's coming, but Randy Orton's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. And then he did it.
Yeah.
I loved it. He was, like, getting everybody to, you know, suck up to Randy Orton in the opening segment. And Jamie Noble was like, I don't trust him. I heart Jamie Noble.
Jamie Noble, the first and only time he will ever be the smartest person in the ring, was tonight.
Right?
Just saying.
So we had the chase for the tag titles. We also had the chase for the Intercontinental Championship. Bad News Barrett fought Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan beat Bad News Barrett, then got laid out. Dean Ambrose then laid out Bad News Barrett. Dean Ambrose faced Stardust. Dean Ambrose beat Stardust. Bad News Barrett came back out. Daniel Bryan came back out. Luke Harper came back out. Ziggler came out. They all fought. Then everyone got laid out. R-Truth stole the belt in his sack. Barrett got the sack. Had a replica belt in the sack. And R-Truth left Raw with the real belt.
Very clever move by R-Truth.
Big Show and Kane lost to Eric Rowan Ryback, so we had an Eric Rowan sighting.
Eric won!
We had Wizdow tonight.
That was special.
AJ Lee beat Summer Rae. Solid matchup. The Bellas did their best Boulder Twin impression tonight.
Come on. We all know who the real star of that movie is. Just
tell them.
It would be Mr. Undertaker and his pink panties. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you have to go watch the movie.
Or go look at our Twitter. At Lynn's Award and at Wild Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Easy way to do that as well, because the movie comes out tomorrow. Buy it now. Let's see. Then we heard for the first time in history from Sting. Sort of.
Yeah, there were a lot of people calling bullshit on this, because that was not Sting's voice.
That wasn't Sting's voice. No. He told Triple H WrestleMania it's game over. He's been waiting 14 years to do it. It would have been nice to actually hear from Sting. That wasn't
right.
Sting, that really wasn't Sting's voice. Unless it was Sting's voice and they auto-tuned it or whatever. It really didn't feel like it. Axelmania died when Rusev crushed it. Then John Cena, well, got his match by putting the STF on Rusev twice and making him pass out, waking him back up, and then tapping him out, and Lana then said, you can have match. You can have match at WrestleMania. You can have match at title match at WrestleMania. Solid stuff.
Very solid stuff.
So that all happened, alright? We got it all out of the way. So,
yay.
Alright, we're going to say it now. That was all good. But me and Lindsay sat here waiting for 4 days, 5 days, however long it's been, for this.
For Wyatt to try to get The Undertaker to accept a match at WrestleMania.
I don't know why anybody would go on that crusade.
I never sleep, but I'm always dreaming. And in the darkness of these dreams, I start to see things. I see the world not for what it is, but for what it should be. I see a world laid barren to the virus that infects it. I see cities burning. I see governments crumbling. All of his beautiful creations laid to ruin. There's such beauty in chaos, is there not? And in these dreams, it is the buzzards that guide me. I see them circling off in the distance, and I follow them, and I follow them. And when I finally reach them, I am astonished by what it is that I see. For below the buzzards is a shell of a man. Below the buzzards lay the mighty Undertaker. And don't you see, dead man? Can't you see? It was always about you. Can't you see, dead man? Pride has always been my favorite sin. For it was pride that cast me down into this rotten world to walk amongst you. And it was pride that led me straight to you. And understand, Undertaker, I will not worship you. I don't even want to stand by your side. I just want to walk over your broken bones as I ascend to my throne. Because I am not your redemption. I cannot be your redemption, Undertaker, because I am the new face of fear. Fear. That's right. You know fear because they, all these people, they all used to fear you. But it's not your fault. This was preordained. I am chosen. You always knew that you were gonna, that the streak was going to end. And you thought that you would be carried off on your shield. But that ain't what happened now, was it? Instead, the cruel hands of fate stole your destiny. But understand, I can give it all back to you, Undertaker. For WrestleMania will be your resurrection. And it will also be your requiem. Your final resting place. So what say you, Undertaker? Will you answer me? Will you accept my challenge? Come on, Undertaker. Come out, wherever you are. Where are you? Ah, we play this game again. Or is it this? Is this how we do it? Is this how I bring you back? All of your power locked inside a jar. Can this urn bring back the dead? Surprise, everyone! It is empty! It is empty and shallow and hollow, just like...
The urn starts to smoke. the chair reappears.
Bray is so confused. And now the chair's on fire. And Bray is just sitting there laughing maniacally.
Yeah. All right, we're going to cut it there. As the dead man's music plays, as Bray Wyatt continues to laugh. Holy crap, I'm just going to sit back.
We've been waiting. And waiting, 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 and waiting for something to happen. Bray has been taunting Taker now for a little bit over a month, I would say.
Yes. About 4 or 5 weeks, yes.
4 or 5 weeks, poking at him, trying to get him to come out. Taker has ignored him repeatedly, and Bray finally took matters into his own hands and revealed that on SmackDown he had the urn. Which, that'll get Taker's attention real quick.
So we mentioned Thursday Night on the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. This was... The second you saw that urn on Thursday, you knew something was going to happen tonight. You knew it was going to be big. And I understand that we didn't see Taker, and I'm actually okay that we didn't see Taker tonight.
We got what we wanted.
Huh?
We got what we wanted.
We got what we wanted. We got a response from Taker, which is almost as good as actually seeing Taker himself. We were actually sitting here waiting for the tag team match to go off because it's... If Randy and Seth went on before Bray, Taker was going to be there. If Bray went on next, then Taker wasn't there and Bray happened to go on next. So it's like, okay, Taker's not actually there. But they actually kind of, you know, incorporated some of the elements that I think we said on Thursday.
We got the Taker magics.
We have the Taker magics. You had his voice fill the arena. You got the gongs. You got the lightning. They set the chair on fire. You had the urn. One interesting thing about this, before I go off and say how amazingly awesome it was, because it was awesome, is that the placard on the screen said, "The man comes around."
It said, "At WrestleMania, the man comes around." There was an at in there. I was watching it back when we just aired it. In the little corner, it said, "At WrestleMania, the man comes around."
Which is interesting that they call him the man as opposed to the dead man. So, could we see a different Undertaker at WrestleMania?
Maybe. Or he's just, or he's just calling him the man and the man because he's the man at WrestleMania.
Well, Shawn Michaels is retired, so that would make sense.
Right, yeah.
But in terms of how this was, I'm going to be more calm about this because I've had my fangirl moment.
She did.
But he heard it awesome. In all its glory.
It was awesome.
I was bouncing up and down. It was epic. This was amazing. This was fantastic. This was well worth the wait. And just Bray doing a one-sided story by himself. He's doing it right. He stumbled a little bit in the promo, but you could tell he was excited.
He had a lot to say.
He had a lot to get through. And despite the stumbles, he did very, very, very well with it. I loved how he sold it. I loved how he spoke.
He spoke the right words. He got all the points out. He stumbled a couple of times, but that was basically trying to, you know, remember the verbiage he needed to get out. The best part of the promo wasn't even his talking.
Oh, no.
It was his facial reactions to everything.
Oh, he sold this like a champ. This is some of his best work that I've seen him do.
The maniacal laughing. It's tremendous.
As the chair is on fire, he's on his knees watching the chair that represents his beloved Abigail burn.
His quote was, "What did you do?"
Yeah. He's like, "What did you do?" He was freaked out by the fact that Taker had resurrected the rocking chair. And, cause he didn't know what to do with that. And then it gets lit on fire. Mm-hmm. And Bray understands.
Cause Bray Wyatt set his casket on fire. Taker responded with the chair.
Yeah. Yeah. This was very well done. This was exactly what needed to happen to move the feud forward. I would suspect that we're going to see more magics in the upcoming weeks, because we're still about 20 days out from Mania. So we will see more mind games being played potentially now from Taker's side as he starts to go after Bray. Because Bray's woken him up, he's gotten his attention, and now Taker's going to deliver a little payback.
We have been saying for months, if the Undertaker were to come back, we wanted to see magic.
Oh my god, did we get magic?
And we are getting the Undertaker magic. It's cool that he's not around. We're getting his presence. And when the Undertaker's at his best, he's good with magic. And the magic is what we got.
Yes.
I'm very happy with the hell turned out.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I would have loved to have seen Taker throughout the whole feud, but I think the stare down when they come face to face, either the Raw before Mania or at Mania, whenever it actually happens, will be something for the ages. Because this is something that I keep saying that it's going to be very special because we're never gonna see it again. The way that they keep talking, This feels like it might be Taker's last match. I know we say that every year now, because it could be, but just with the lines that they keep using, that's what it feels like.
Right.
They may not make it an official retirement match, but I think this is it.
This could possibly be it. We should mention that Stephanie McMahon talked down to Big Show and Kane, told him she wants the Monster and the Giant back. So we'll see what happens there. Overall, on this Monday Night Raw, good show. It built finished building the rest of the matches for the show as we got AJ Page versus the Bella Twins announced, John Cena versus Rusev, Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker, and most likely Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins. So WrestleMania is now set.
Yeah, WrestleMania is set. We know where they're headed. Yeah, they just gotta get there. Let's see if they can get there.
Got two more weeks to get there. So, there was a lot of but a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those, like I said, I had been waiting for this for 4 days. And all day I was really excited because you just get this feeling that something big is gonna happen on Raw tonight, mainly because it has to. And you know it just has to. And so when they had Bray go on in the first hour and he cut the initial promo, it's like, okay, yeah, he's not done. And then he cut a second promo and he's really not done. And then obviously the magic's happened and Taker accepted. So it was mainly true for me. It's like, just get to Bray. Just do Bray. Let's just get this over with.
That's the conversation we had for about an hour.
It's like, let's just get this over with.
It's like, come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Anyway, speaking, come on, that's the end of the Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post Show at 11:10 p.m. Eastern, but we will be back live Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on the Rack.
That's right. We may have a special guest for y'all, so you want to stay tuned to the Facebooks and the Twitters for that. But we will have news, we'll have notes, I'm sure we'll have a discussion or two. We're going to be talking about NXT and SmackDown and all that good, fun, happy stuff. I'm sure we're not done talking about Taker and Bray. So if that's what you're interested in, you definitely want to tune in.
Correct. 10 p.m. Eastern this Thursday night. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR, @_rack, facebook.com/WTRRack, The Rack Extra Season 3, Episode 18 now available, Episode 19 and 20 coming this week because there's 2 hours to get through, so it's in two parts. And it's apparently dealing with Sheamus, Brie Bella, Daniel Bryan, and sex. There's your teaser. Saturday Night Midnight-ish is CB Rated with the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow you on Twitter at CB Rated, WTR, Facebook.com, Cigarette Butts and Bananas. CBRatedLive.com is the website. Use the hashtag BlameRom as this music playing. It's like, oh, right, BlameRom. You maniacal asshole. Anyways.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, Tim Stein returns at 10 p.m. Eastern with Mace and Omega, along with the Canadian Tim Stein. Follow us on Twitter at WTR Sunday, Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We're back next Monday night live, 11:10 p.m. Eastern for the Raw Post Show. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. Tune in Radio, Stitcher, and iTunes, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitter. And don't forget to check out the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, wildtalkradio.com.
Check out rockradioshow.com, check out bwmania.com, check out youtube.com/MBG1211 for Wrestling Figure Wednesday, and the Figure Mark podcast with Matt Goldberg. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock, Thursday night, Rack. Back here Monday night Raw post show, all along the airwaves at a Wild Talk Radio Network, allwildtalkradio.com.